Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and today I'm so thrilled because with us we have Dorothy Kuhn. Since the mid-1990s, Dorothy has been coaching people to achieve their dreams. With degrees in physics, systems engineering, and certifications in Lean, Six Sigma, and project management, Dorothy well developed her inner geek. To connect with people, she became a master practitioner in neurolinguistic programming, that's NLP, a dream coach, and a EOS implementer. Her clients are the beneficiaries. As founder of Power My Dreams, Dorothy works with entrepreneurial leadership teams that want to make their frustrations a thing of the past. Dorothy, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Vicki. Thank you.
Dorothy, tell me a little bit about how you came to this path of success and the passion and purpose that you're now living.
Vicki, I want to start by saying that the most important thing to me is trust in authentic relationships. And I'll tell you a little bit about how I got there. You know, I started off life in a very geeky way, just think theory. And to have made this transformation has really been the journey back to the self, as Marsha Weider would say. And you know, I'm a big fan of hers, because she's been so extraordinarily helpful in my life. So what I've come to realize is that for me, trust and authentic relationships are absolutely huge in my life. They're the foundation of greatness in life and business. And the way I help my clients is by asking, listening, creating options and strategies, collaborating, and taking action. I help them take simple steps to get the success they want and deserve. And oftentimes for them, that means more income coming into the business, a better way to execute the business, and more time on their schedules, more time with their family, and better members of their communities. So they really have their lives back. So the way I got here from being a geek was by researching. I love to look at the patterns of life and business. And when I look at those patterns and I see a pattern, a habit, a way of doing or being that isn't working, I will ask, how can I make this better? And I'll go learn what I need to, I'll consider options, and I will practice until it gets better. And that's really very much been my journey, from being really rather geeky to very much more, you know, full human being, body, mind, heart, and soul.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So tell me a little bit about that journey. You must have had some challenges, because it sounds like you've done some transition along the way. I mean, you're unbelievably skilled and trained, not only from the standpoint of physics and engineering, but also in the whole area of coaching and some really, really powerful techniques. Tell us a little bit about that transition and what might have been challenging for you.
Oh, happy to. And the challenge was huge. So I married in my 20s, And as marriages often are, this one was very prickly, shall we say, emotionally. It provided a lot of challenges, as does life in general. And one of the things that I just absolutely had to reflect on, this was a marriage. We had two beautiful children, and, you know, he was the husband of my youth. I wanted to make it work out, and I stumbled accidentally into neurolinguistic programming. It was actually an introductory continuing education course at SMU, Southern Methodist University here in Dallas. And when I went there, it was called Elegant Communication. And I thought, well, golly, who wouldn't want that? I could use more of that. So it was my introduction to NLP. I ended up taking those series of weekend workshops. We have a wonderful NLP training concepts here in the Dallas market. And that gave me the ability to really transition, you know, weekend. It was a weekend a month for 16 months, which is a good long while. And it gave me the opportunity to really transition from being a bit jumpy and not breathing well. You know, when you don't breathe well, it's hard to really make good decisions because you're not very well connected to your body, which is a huge resource in making well-formed decisions and making them quickly. So that was the beginning of my path, and my goal was to be, you know, the best Dorothy I could be. I knew when I was the best, most whole Dorothy I could be, that I had the best opportunity to recover that marriage and be, you know, a wonderful wife and mom and happy.
You know, for Dorothy, for people that are not that familiar with neuro-linguistic programming, co-named NLP. Why can you describe a little bit about the magical things that can bring to people?
Oh, yes, I certainly can. So NLP is all about good communication with self and others. And the person that we talk with the most is ourselves. We continually, as human beings, have this internal dialogue going on in our heads, don't we?
Yes, we do. No question.
And so it can be a pretty unresourceful, you know, we can be a little hard on ourselves. And so in the early stages, in a good NLP practice, people get good at adding positive resources to what have been challenging situations. They learn the patterns of really healthy language, which few of us practice naturally. So as people are going through a good NLP practice, they'll learn how to re-swizzle their words. And the words that we speak every day, internally and out to the world, reinforce our worldview. And if your world isn't working for you, you want to kind of use the power of language to kind of reprogram and update your software, so to speak, so that you step into a space where you're open to new possibilities and can really step into the life you want.
And how beautiful that's married to your training as being a dream coach, because once people open themselves up that way and allow communication with themselves and with others, then the ability to be able to define and make their dreams come true becomes all that much more powerful and more of a reality.
It does, and my clients are real beneficiaries of that.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about EOS and the implementation of that.
Wonderful. EOS stands for Entrepreneurial Operating System, and that's one of the things that I absolutely love about EOS is that it leverages all the things that I had done in my long career in industry in a way that is simple for a smaller business to be able to implement. So I am all about bringing the simplest, most effective tools to my clients. And most people who have a business are not necessarily skilled at working on the business or in the habit of working on the business. They're working in the business all the time, pretty much. And so to work on the business, to step out for a day, and as a leadership team, my clients are typically, you know, 10 or more people, up to $50 million annual revenue. And they're working hard to get what they get out of their business. And when they solve the issues of the business, they look at them, they prioritize them, and they know how to solve them not at the symptom level but at the root cause, then they can really start getting time back on their calendars because they're not firefighting every day. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And what I love about what you're bringing and making a contribution to the world with, Dorothy, is that you're not only clearing people's minds and allowing them to communicate better with themselves and with others, but then you help them define their dreams and make their visions a reality. And then you give them a system within to work that allows that to really, truly become solid. And there's not many people out there covering all of those areas, and they're all really necessary for success.
They are. It goes back to my love of looking at systems and patterns of healthy versus patterns of not healthy. And to get any business, any organization to transition from where they are into a healthier pattern, you know, just to see the joy on their faces is just indescribably delicious to me.
That is so wonderful. So speaking of the joy that you feel with the results that you get with your clients, what are some of the most valuable lessons you've learned applying these principles to your own life as well as what you've seen for your clients?
Oh, that is a great question. So the most valuable thing is to really be able to step back and look at life as though it were somebody else's for the moment, just to pretend that I'm looking at my own life. And to ask, what's not working well, and how can I be, or what should I do to make it better, to get the kind of results that I want? And that ability to have an arm's length reflection on one's own life is huge and powerful.
That is really powerful. So can you give some practical examples of how that has worked for you? How have you been able to turn aspects of your life around with that?
So every morning, I say every morning, my intention is every morning. Most mornings I get up and I will meditate for at least 15 minutes. It gives me the opportunity to calm my spirit. And one of the things I love about that as a spiritual practice is, regardless of one's theology, it's a spiritual practice which calms the mind, gets you in touch with the divine, however you hold that or not, and lets you rest into the day in a way that sets you up for calm, measured success instead of the frantic that most of us do in our very overstimulated society.
I love that. And so what are some of the outcomes of that then for you? Some tangible things.
Lots of outcomes. One in particular, I was meditating just earlier this morning. When I finished, I picked up my journal and just jotted down all the things that come up. And for me, that's a conversation with God. I ask a question, I say hello, I just listen for the response. Whatever it is, and I just jot it down. And sometimes it's more philosophical. Today it was very practical. It's a list of things that needed to be done, and one of them was to get prepared for this interview. I prepared yesterday and days prior, but I had a little to finish up, so I did it.
Oh, that is so fantastic. So it really clears your mind, and sometimes it's real practical things, and other times it's more strategic or more spiritual things that come to you, right?
That's exactly right. And the magic for me and many people in doing a meditation is that the thing that stops people is when their mind sets one thing and internally their heart, so to speak, is kind of pointing in a different direction. And a wonderful spiritual practice such as meditation will help you get those things lined up so that the intention of your heart and the intention of your mind are supporting one another and going in the same direction. That means you can go faster and be more on point and get your results more calmly and more quickly.
Oh, that's so powerful. So, Dorothy, tell me a little bit about maybe like two or three tips that you would give people that really would like to clarify their vision and get on track and stay on track in order to establish it. What would be the top two or three suggestions you would make?
So in addition to having a good spiritual practice, and there are a variety to use, I really love yoga and meditation. They work well for me. It's important to, you're familiar with Simon Sinek's work, Start With Why?
Yes.
Yes. So one of the things that I recommend, I didn't mention it in my bio because this is new in my world since that time. But a couple years ago when I read Simon Sinek's work, I thought, I have got to find a way to incorporate this into my coaching. It's so clearly powerful to start with why you do what it is that you do and what really drives you. Only I didn't know what my why was, and so I was slogging away on it. And you know who showed up on Marcia's Wealthy Visionary stage back in April, right?
Yeah.
Ridgely Goldsboro.
Yes.
What an amazing man. And I thought, God, you know, I'm open to possibility, and God provides. That's my story. I'm sticking with it. And so starting with why is a really a great concept from Simon Sinek, but the wonderful thing that Ridgely and Dr. Gary Sanchez and that whole why leadership team has done is to turn that into practical tools. And I am all about, as you know, practical, simple tools to get you the results you want. So
fantastic.
Starting with why really gives you the ability to express, to know who you are, to see who you are in a very simple, quick way, quicker than the 16 months I spent in NLP, although it's been extraordinarily powerful. I wouldn't trade it for the world, and I still really recommend it. One can a why discovery can happen in, you know, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, sometimes as long as an hour, but typically under 15 minutes. And
so then share a little more about that, about how you get to the why you do what you do.
Well, it's through stories. Stories reveal our deeper selves. And the reason that this works is just a moment of brain biology here. You know, our brains have different parts, and the outer part that was added last in the whole panoply of human history is our neocortex. That's where we do three things: language, analysis, and abstraction. And zero is the number of decisions we make in our neocortex. Zero. Decisions are made in a deeper part of the brain that doesn't do language, but it definitely does yes, no, you know, run, fight, those kinds of binary decisions. And it's our limbic brain, also called our feeling brain, and it's fully connected to our bodies. And we study this in NLP, and the kinds of questions that we ask to get a story from a why perspective is a kind of a subset of the NLP body of work used for discovering a why. Mm. So we'll ask someone, tell me a story about a specific interaction with a specific person where you felt successful or good. What happened? And then there are some follow-up questions, because there are a variety of whys. Now, when Dr. Sanchez and Ridgely were first doing this work, did they know there were a variety of whys? Yes. Did they know what they were? No. But after, as a body of coaches and leaders, we've done thousands of these story elicitations, then, you know, patterns emerge. So now we recognize nine. There might be more, but there are nine that we've seen so far. And
that,
leading with why is what I did at the top of the hour. You know, you ask a little bit about my background, and I told you a little bit of a story that I believe in, that trusting authentic relationships are huge. So when we are expressing our why, we express it through our beliefs. And I'm of those nine patterns of why, mine is trust. Creating and building trusting relationships is just huge for me. So I lead with that. And then I move into how. The way I help my clients is by blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Creating options, asking questions, collaborating. And then I help take, you know, simple steps to help you get the success you want and deserve. I'm a business coach.
You know, I think this is so powerful. I have to share something with you that was along this line. Someone asked me in a why question about what was my most gratifying creative experience. And years ago, when I had my ad agency, when I was very young, a team of us put together a just fabulous concept for McDonnell Douglas at the time. They've now been acquired, but at the time they were McDonnell Douglas Aircraft, and it was phenomenal. It's best creative that I've ever been involved in, and we did not get the account. And it still, to me, stands out as my greatest creative experience. And when someone asked me why that was my greatest creative experience, even though we didn't get the account, it was because it was so extraordinary that even the client passed all of the creative around and told everyone about the experience. They thought it was so great, and there were monetary reasons and other reasons why we didn't get the account. But I shared that. Actually, I exercised the same thing with two people that were on the team with me, and they both came to the same conclusion. And the why was because we were gathered together as a team, and we did the best work of our life, and everyone was totally committed as a team. And it's so interesting. It told me so much about my values, even though in the traditional sense, that would not have been looked at as a success. So this is really powerful because it really helped me define what's really important to me.
Yes, yes, indeed. And it sounds like teamwork and things related to that and being extraordinarily creative and powerful are really important to you.
It is. And what I thought was very interesting is I was teamed up with others who also had that as their ultimate highest level of value for them. You know, and all of us had done some pretty amazing things after we left that moment, but we all came back to that when we were talking together about what was really important individually. So it is a really, really powerful tool.
Really, it truly is. And then being able to express your why, know the why of all the members of your team, and you want a variety of whys typically on a team. Some of the whys are creating trust, adding value to other people's lives, finding a better way. And, you know, it's really good to have somebody who is absolutely wired to always look for a better way on your team, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
You know, a variety of others, and to have a really good – so the power of why is manifested both within a company and without. Within a company, it's really a great way to make sure you've got the right people in the right seats. And you can tell when you don't have the right people in the right seats because they're not happy and not very productive or whatever, right? But moving them to, you know, what's the right seat to move them to? Because they're in your organization. They know so much. If you can move them to someplace else and they'll be really happy and productive, then that's a total win all the way around, right?
Absolutely, and we all need those different components for success within companies.
That's right. You are so right. And then so you can use it to build a really great team. So Ridgely and Dr. Sanchez and the tech team have put together great tools for making that happen within the team. And then we also have a way to express that externally so that you automatically attract. You know, you in a world of 7 billion people, Vicki, we want to be able to clearly communicate in a way from our beliefs so that people who resonate with our beliefs can just automatically raise their hand and say, I like you, I want to be with you, I want to be a part of your tribe. And when you start with your why and express it clearly in a communication that lands well in other people, in their limbic brain, not up in their neocortex where they're still analyzing everything, talking about what you do and that kind of stuff. Talk about how what you believe, what's really important to you, what your values are, and then how you bring that to the world and finish with what you do.
Oh,
then those,
good point.
The ability to raise their hand and say, I'm in. As soon as I need what it is that you offer, you're the one that I'm using. And it's authentic to you. No one else can copy it.
Mm. That is so beautiful, really, really beautiful. And it gets down again to that authentic purpose and passion and so forth. And the way we put that together for each one of us is so individual. It's a really important individual expression that we need to contribute to the world because no one else can.
You're exactly right.
Really beautiful. So, Dorothy, you're doing such fabulous work. When you look at this from the standpoint of expanding this out from the impact it may have on the world or the legacy you may leave, what would you ultimately like to see this look like?
Oh, that is a great question. The vision that I have is a world with wonderful companies. So what's a wonderful company? It's a company that'll last 20 years or more, it's good for its owners, it's good for its employees, its customers, its clients, and its community. And by good, I mean it serves them in time and in money. It provides and good time and good money and good quality of life. It protects. It's a good neighbor. And that includes the environment because, of course, we all have to drink the water and breathe the air, so we want it to be clean.
Mm. Yeah, no question. No
so
question.
Good neighbors, good companies make a lot of money, a lot of money. And yeah, their clients are such raving fans that they're happy to pay that money. Think of Apple. I mean, what other computer company on the planet do people stand in line all night long to pay in advance and get their name on a list just so that they can get the next upgrade device a month later, when the one they have in their hand is working perfectly fine?
Such a good point. Dorothy, time has just flown by with you. So can you give us some thoughts in parting?
There are, that's a good question. In parting, you know, building wonderful companies is a truly valuable thing to do for us as people journeying together on this wonderful planet. And when we build wonderful companies, we can turn the power of capitalism from something that has been a bit besmirched with not-so-wonderful companies here in the recent past into something that's really a force for good in the world. And making business a force for good in the world is what gets me up and going every day. So wonderful companies that automatically attract their best clients who are good for themselves, their employees, their customers, clients, and their communities, who take care of the environment so that we can be sustainable and have a future that's longer than 20 years, which we'd all want. We want to see our grandkids grow up, don't we, Vicki?
Yes, we do. And we want to see our future leaders have a really fantastic environment in which to be creative and productive and make their contributions to our world. And what you're doing, Dorothy, is really helping so many people be able to achieve that, not only for present time, for ensuring the future for legacies for our children and grandchildren. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Vicki, my pleasure. And we, as humans, we have solved tremendous problems in the past, and we can, you know, together, we can solve anything.
I love it. Such a beautiful, optimistic view for the future. Dorothy, I know people will want to connect with you and possibly learn more and about all the wisdom that you shared with us today. Is there a way they can do that? Do you have a website?
I do. My website is powermydreams.com.
I love it. So everyone, please visit Dorothy at powermydreams.com. And if you would like to learn anything more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.